Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know if you have noticed, but introverts are the cool kids these days. I really appreciate this because I have always identified as an introvert, but until probably the past, you know, decade or so, we have been kind of, you know, underappreciated. So first of all, big thanks to Susan Cain for writing the book Quiet and making the extroverted world aware of us. Second, if you happen to be an introvert as well, hey, what's up? So glad you're out there. I mean, I welcome our extroverts as well. I work with a guy named Jed, who is my side hustle sidekick. He's also part of the WDS team. And on our team of about, I don't know, 8 or 10 people, probably the majority of us identify as introverted. And Jed is very outgoing. He likes to say that he is an aspirational introvert. Like, he wants to be an introvert now because it's so popular, which is funny and interesting in lots of ways. And this relates to our question of the day. Welcome to Side Hustle School. First, my name is Chris Guillebeau. With introverts getting so much attention these days, might it be worth it to create some type of networking club for them? Or is this exactly the thing they don't want? Great question. I love this person's idea. Would you join an introvert's networking club? Let's talk about it in this episode. Quick shout out to our sponsor, then her question and my answer.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi, Chris. This is Cheryl from the Bay Area, and I've been listening to the show for a couple of years now. I've always been a little shy, but much to my surprise, being an introvert is now cool. What do you think about an introvert's networking club? Is that too meta? Is it the opposite of what introverts want, or is there a way to tap into the desire for connection in an authentic manner? I've already started building a website, but I'm not totally sure what to do next. Thanks for your help.
Well, clearly there is great interest in the broader topic. As mentioned, I talked about Susan's book earlier, the classic book. I guess I can call it classic. It's been out for a decade now, Quiet. There are now a lot of other books written, including The Introvert Entrepreneur by Beth Bulow. That's definitely a good one if you are a side hustling introvert, as I am. So definitely a lot more people began identifying with that term in recent years and connecting with it, and just more awareness of what it means to be more introverted. Of course, ultimately, we're all kind of ambiverted in the sense that we have some introvert qualities, some extrovert qualities. But to look at this question about a club, like, the question is, do those people want a networking club? My first thought is, don't call it a networking club. Find a way to provide exactly that with some other name, because that name, that description is part of what, you know, introverts might be a little bit wary of. So I wouldn't call it that. But I think also what you do is, it's not so much like a networking club for introverts. Perhaps you create a welcoming community that has some other purpose. It's not just about, this is our club for introverts, but it goes out of its way to recognize that a lot of people don't like traditional networking for all kinds of reasons. So in other words, the introvert thing itself doesn't have to be the main selling point. It's more of a feature. It's more of a recognition within our community that, you know, we have a lot of people that need to be on their own sometimes to recharge their energy, which is essentially what introversion is all about. It's not, you know, I'm unable to have a social experience, or I'm unable to speak in public, or whatever concept, idea, stereotype tends to apply. So, you know, a lot of online communities are aware of this now and are doing a good job with it. Gretchen Rubin has a course called The Happiness Experience, does it really well. Good Life Project by another good friend of mine, Jonathan Fields, does it really well. Basically anything that you do, you just think about who are the people in this group, or who am I making this community for, and what are the ways that they prefer to interact and engage. So maybe the introvert networking club could succeed on its own, you know, without more to it. But I tend to think that Cheryl's onto something when she says, you know, is that too meta? And I know she's already building a website for it, but I think this is more just a tweak that you apply and think, what kind of online community do I want to make in general? That's my two cents. Of course, Cheryl should do what's best for her. I'm always cheering you on, all of our listeners. And if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from projects as they roll out. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.